Agenda is conditional use number 2540, La Dolce Fair Niant LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2540 for La Dolce Fair Niant LLC to operate a mini storage facility with outdoor boat and RV storage and an office based upon the records made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the use as a storage facility is off a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Number two, the use will be located along Route 113, which is a major arterial road with access via East Piney Grove Road. It is in an area between Georgetown and Millsboro where several businesses and commercial uses exist, including a large Sharp Energy facility next door. This is an appropriate location for this type of low intensity use. Number three, the use will be a storage facility. No manufacturing, assembling, fabrication, or similar activities will be permitted on this site. Number four, there was testimony in the record that there is a need for storage facilities in Sussex County. This type of use complements the residential development that is occurring in Sussex County, which do not have their own on-site parking for boats and RVs. It is also a benefit for small businesses that do not have their own on-site storage. Number five, this type of storage facility generates a relatively minor amount of traffic when compared with other types of uses. It will not advisedly affect traffic on the area roadways. DelDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be negligible. Excuse me. Number six, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Number seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to 19 mini storage buildings and the outside storage of boats and RV phased as the storage buildings are constructed. None of the buildings shall have water or sewer connections except for building A, which will contain the central office for the site. B, security lighting shall be screened with downward illumination so that it does not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. C, the perimeter of the storage area shall be fenced and gated with electronic access. The location and type of the fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. The entrance gate shall be located at least 40 feet from the East Piney Grove Road right of way so that waiting vehicles do not line up on that roadway. D, there shall not be any manufacturing, fabricating, or similar activities conducted on the site. E, because the site has frontage on Route 113, which is a major arterial roadway, the signage for the use shall comply with the sign requirements of the C2 zoning district. This is also consistent with the signage allowed next door at the Sharp Energy site. F, stormwater management shall be maintained on site using best practice management practices. G, any trash receptacles associated with the use shall be screened from neighboring properties and roadways. H, the final site plan shall indicate all RV and boat storage spaces and parking and drive aisles. The location of the outdoor storage and parking spaces shall also be clearly marked on the site itself. I, the use shall be subject to all DelDOT requirements regarding entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. J, no sales or maintenance of boats or RVs shall occur from this site. No hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the site other than what may be in the tanks of the boats and RVs on the site. No junked or unregistered boats, boat trailers, or RVs shall be stored on the site. K, any violations of the conditions of approval of this conditional use may result in the termination of this conditional use. And L, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final site plan shall include a phasing plan depicting the boat and RV storage areas that will exist until all of the phases and buildings are completed.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2540 for La Dolce Fair Niant LLC. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote for yes on reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.